Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams. Thanks so much for downloading the Money Girl podcast. My mission is to help you live rich and enjoy the journey. I've got a great show for you that I'm really excited about because it's one of my favorite topics, making money. Yeah, one of the most effective ways to turbocharge your finances is to ramp up your household income. No matter your skills or interests, there are many legitimate and even quick ways to make money from home. In this episode, I'm going to discuss why you should create multiple sources of income, the best ways and places to get started, some important tax considerations, plus tools and tips to make sure you make money from home the right way. There will be tons of resources in this episode, so instead of trying to write them down or remember them, just follow up by visiting the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 382, called Your Guide to Make Money Legitimately from Home. Many people have realized that working for the same employer for 30 or 40 years and then retiring on a fat pension is an outdated, unrealistic work model. Not only are pensions a rare benefit these days, most people want a diversified career that reaches far beyond a single organization. Having one or more side businesses, even in addition to holding down a traditional W-2 job, is getting more and more common. One of my all-time favorite books is called Multiple Streams of Income: How to Generate a Lifetime of Unlimited Wealth. It explains why you should have several streams of income and the main types that are possible. The book was a really big influence on my career because it got me to think big early on. All of a sudden, I realized that there are hundreds of creative and fun ways to make money outside of or in addition to a 9-to-5 job, such as in real estate or intellectual property. How many income streams you can manage will certainly depend on the amount of time each one requires. I love passive income streams that pay you while you sleep, such as royalties and certain types of online business, because they allow you to really leverage your time. The benefit to having multiple sources of income is more financial security. If one income stream dries up and just goes away, maybe because you lose your job or the market changes, you have one or more other streams that keep flowing into your bank account. It's beautiful. There are many unexpected benefits that I've received from side hustles besides extra money. They can help you develop new skills, meet new people, become more creative, and offer experiences that boost your happiness. Here are five important tips and ideas to make more money working from home. Tip number one, leverage skills you already have. To figure out what side hustles you should have, ask yourself these questions. When I have spare time, what do I enjoy doing? When people come to me for advice, what's it typically about? And what problem have I recently helped solve for someone that was easy for me? Maybe you're the go-to guy when a friend has a computer problem, a car problem, or needs advice about how to redecorate. Or maybe you love writing, cooking, doing graphic design, or taking pictures in your spare time. These are all great niches that you can monetize. Tip number two, be open-minded about opportunities. There are two basic ways to make money from home: providing a product or a service to individuals or businesses. So for a product, if you have something unique or interesting to sell, such as vintage wedding dresses, original art, jewelry, or handmade furniture, you can create a store on sites like Etsy, eBay, or Amazon. And the second way, providing a service, is probably the most common way to make money from home. There are hundreds of services that are in demand. Examples include copywriting, fitness training, pet sitting, guitar lessons, virtual online assistants, daycare tutoring, or editing audio. An increasing number of large companies are hiring remote workers for positions such as customer service representatives, advisors, trainers, graphic designers, and user experience analysts. Use a site like Indeed to do a job search for home-based opportunities. And check out the following peer-to-peer sites and services that allow you to find people who want to pay you. TaskRabbit is a marketplace where you can help others in your area with basic tasks such as moving, hanging pictures, cleaning, or organizing. Uber allows you to collect a fare as a professional driver in some major cities. Airbnb allows you to rent out a room in your home. UserTesting.com allows you to get paid for simply using websites and giving feedback about their usability. Fiverr is a marketplace where you can provide services or products in over 100 different categories, such as translation, graphics, and tech. And Elance allows you to bid on freelance jobs in many different niches, such as programming, writing, marketing, customer service, and administration. Okay, back to tips for making more money from home. Tip number 3, start slowly. An Academy of Management study found that keeping your day job while dipping your toes into entrepreneurial waters can actually cut the risk. I recommend that you never jeopardize your primary source of income while building other revenue streams. Also, don't spend a huge amount of money creating a side hustle. While there are success stories about people who risked everything on a startup and succeeded, I don't recommend that you rely on that strategy. If a venture you start really takes off, you can always quit your day job later on and give it your full attention. Or you may be like me and decide that your goal is to have the security and benefits of multiple revenue sources. While starting any side hustle can be risky, many can be done in your spare time and with no or little money. For instance, I've written many books, including my award-winning paperback Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, while working full-time. I'm very entrepreneurial, but also somewhat financially conservative. So when it comes to starting something new, I prefer the crawl, walk, and run approach. The idea is to create a side venture to improve your financial life, not one that ends up hurting it. Tip number 4, understand the self-employment tax. When starting a side hustle or any home-based business, many people don't realize that you pay much more tax on that income than you do working a W-2 job. That's because employers are required to subsidize every employee's tax liability. They pay half of your Social Security and Medicare taxes every year. So no matter if you call yourself a freelancer, independent contractor, or entrepreneur, when you make money on the side, you're a small business owner. That means you're responsible for paying the whole tax enchilada. The extra part is called the self-employment tax, which is required in addition to ordinary federal or applicable state income tax. For 2014, the self-employment income tax rate is 15.3% of net earnings from your business. That amount is made up of two parts. There's Social Security, which is 12.4%, and Medicare, which is 2.9%. You only pay Social Security on the first $117,000 of self-employment income. So my advice is to set aside a minimum of 30% of your side business income throughout the year. Work with a certified tax accountant because being self-employed generally requires you to make estimated tax payments every quarter based on your income projections. For more information, see IRS Publication 334, Tax Guide for Small Business. Tip number 5, take advantage of business tax deductions. While having to pay more tax is a bummer, the good news for entrepreneurs is that there are some nice tax benefits when you make money from home. For instance, you may qualify for the home office tax deduction if you have a dedicated workspace for your business where you live. You can deduct a portion of expenses that you'd have to pay anyway, such as rent, property taxes, and utilities when you have a qualified home office. So no matter if you use a spare bedroom to do graphic design or a portion of your garage to build furniture for a legitimate business, the deductions can really add up. To learn more, see IRS Publication 587, Business Use of Your Home. Additionally, expenses for running your business are deductible, such as office supplies, computer software, liability insurance, entertaining, or travel. Claiming deductions reduces the amount of tax you owe. See IRS Publication 535, Business Expenses, to learn more. Here are some of my favorite tools for managing income from small businesses. QuickBooks is the gold standard bookkeeping software for use on your desktop or in the cloud. It's easy to understand, even if you're not an accountant, and it's loaded with functions. FreshBooks is a cloud-based application for tracking invoices, expenses, time, and integrates with online bank accounts. And Wave is a cloud-based application for tracking invoices, expenses, and payroll for a small business, plus offers other tools and features for your personal finances. For many, many more of the best financial and productivity tools that I use to save time and money, visit the Tools section over at lauradadams.com. Again, that's the Tools section over at lauradadams.com. If you have money questions that you'd like for me to cover in a future podcast or newsletter, post them on the Money Girl Facebook page or tweet me at username at Laura Adams. It's the at sign LauraAdams, no space. If you enjoy the show, I'd love for you to give Money Girl a short 5-star review on iTunes. It's easy to do and helps new people find and subscribe to the show. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.